Jason and Alexis, hour one on this Monday, June 27th, 2022. Or if you're listening to us in the future, it doesn't really matter.
Hey, girl, hey!
Hey, girl, hey,
you look great today.
You look great.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
There's the jet, Darth. Flying off, just like your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in a good direction.
Hopefully.
Up.
Hopefully. That's some movie news. Let's start with Lightyear. More the bad reviews keep coming in for the Disney Pixar movie, right, Lex?
Yeah, they do. To infinity, but not beyond. That one, I was just laughing out loud on that one. Let's see here. We also have Lightyear lacks heart and soul of Pixar originals. It lacks magic. They also said that it's the most or the saddest Toy Story yet.
Oh.
I was reading a review where someone in media, her producer was sitting next to her, and she will never forget her producer in her 30s weeping at the last scene.
Oh, my.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Nobody wants to cry in the summer.
No.
Well,
sobbing a stiff deconstruction of heroic space dramas. We have a frustratingly slow, melancholy drama.
Whoa, yeah.
This is about Pixar's Lightyear.
MC saw it yesterday with his kids.
Did he cry too?
I don't think he cried. I think he said it was a C-minus for him.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, that's the problem right there. I had on the sheet last week, and I just never got to it. There's an article, actually two written. I believe one was in Vulture. Basically, same title of the article, The Problem with Lightyear and Why It Flopped. Mm. Now, cynics will say, oh, it's because it was political. It was too woke because they, for a half a millisecond, they had a same-sex kiss by two of the, I guess, astronauts. I'm not so cynical, and I don't believe that garbage. I had a guy write that to me. I'm like, oh, stop. I do believe it was caught up in that hysteria that we spoke about a few minutes ago when we were talking about Pride. I don't think that's the reason it crashed and burned. I think indifference that Dawn just spoke of with MC's review, because this was Pixar's first big movie to be released in theaters since the pandemic. Yeah. And they chose to go with nothing new and original. They went with a franchise that they've gone to the well with many, 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 many times. And I think there's not one single cause for Lightyear to have flopped. I think it's franchise fatigue. I think I know it's not Pixar. I don't want to get too in the weeds on this. But I think a smarter strategy for Disney would have been to go with something completely fresh and original, like Encanto, as their first big movie back in theaters.
Oh, right.
Now, Encanto is not Pixar. It's just Disney animation. Again, I don't want to get in the weeds, but that is another difference, too.
Yeah.
And I think it was, and it's also confusing for the public. What is this really about? This isn't about the toy. It's about the guy that inspired the toy. So it's confusing. The kids are thinking Lightyear's about the toy. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It
kind of took the joy out of the toy.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think those are the two primary reasons. Three, confusion and a little bit of indifference and not. And a little bit of fatigue of because there's been so many Toy Story shows and movies and even stuff about Buzz Lightyear. Mm-hmm. This just didn't motivate people to go back into the theater, really, truly.
So, yeah.
Yeah, not good.
The streak is over, I guess.
Yeah. But what did motivate them is Tom Cruise and Elvis.
Yeah.
Because Elvis and Top Gun, a little more movie news for you. Elvis and Top Gun are in dead heat for number one at the box office this weekend. It was a big box office weekend. both pulling in $30.5 million.
Wow.
So congratulations to Baz Luhrmann and Elvis, because this is a big achievement for them, because Warner, I was listening to the reporters on my little interview call, and the scuttlebutt was Warner Brothers was very initially, this was, I think, several months ago, Warner Brothers was really worried about how to market this movie, because they knew the youngins wouldn't connect with Elvis. So what do they do? Like, how do you market this? So they went, that's why you see Tom Hanks a lot in these ads, is they're like, okay, we got to go with who we know, Tom Hanks. But it worked, whatever their marketing strategy was, and the good reviews, not all have been good, in fairness, mm-hmm. Propelled it. And not bad for Baz Luhrmann. And then, hello, Top Gun.
Oh, my gosh, continues.
That's over a billion.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's amazing. It is like, not. It's someone keeps sending me the meme that Kate Bush is number one on the charts.
Yeah.
Top Gun is number one at the box office. If Bobby Ewing steps out of the shower, I know the last 30 years have all been a dream, because
oh, no.
Both things happened in the Dallas dream season was 86. So Kate Bush was too. Like, is this 1986 all over again?